You've heard about VIP membership, you've thought about VIP membership, and now we're going to entice you to activate your VIP membership. Today, you can take $8 off a VIP membership. That brings our $9.99 monthly rate down to $1.99 for your first month, or apply it to our cheaper rates when you commit to 3 months or 1 year. That's $8 off with coupon code LiveCast18. That's LiveCast18, all one word, no space, LiveCast18 in the coupon code box when you check out pwtorch.com/goVIP. What comes with the VIP membership? Well, first of all the PW Torch livecasts on one RSS feed that you can subscribe to. But as a VIP member, these plugs and similar plugs, along with the advertising and commercials, edited out of the show. So a streamlined experience. Plus, VIP after shows, exclusive post-show content just for VIP members. Also, VIP exclusive content that nobody else hears. The Wade Keller Hotline every single day that I put out, and the Bruce Mitchell Audio Show, and the Fix with Todd Martin that I host, and the post-pay-per-view roundtables, including the Royal Rumble post-pay-per-view show recorded right after the Rumble that I host. Also, ad-free access to our mobile and desktop site, pwtorch.com becomes pwtorchvip.com for VIP members, ad-free access to everything on the site, and so much more. Did I mention 30-plus years of archives? Retro radio shows going back to the early 1990s, thousands upon thousands of hours of podcasts on any topic you can imagine in professional wrestling from a top trusted team. Go check out our benefits, over 70 exclusive podcasts, over 25 live casts with plugs and ads removed, an RSS feed that lets you sign up for shows by theme, by title, or all at once, whatever is convenient for you. And yes, it's compatible with popular podcast apps on Apple and Android. So go check out details. That's pwtorch.com/goVIP. Choose your subscription option, 1 month, 3 month, or 1 year, and then enter coupon code LiveCast18 to take $8 off the price of your subscription. We are journalists. We are independent analysts. We are forever students of the game, working passionately to help you understand pro wrestling better and enjoy it on a different level than most fans, by never stopping our own journey to learn and inquire and decipher everything going on in this fascinating genre. We are independent. We are unattached to and uncompromised by any affiliation with a pro wrestling company or dependence on cooperation with the companies we cover. So you can trust that what we're saying isn't hindered by conflicts of interest or fear of losing a current or future job in the industry. There's less hedging than you'll find elsewhere. You might have noticed that. No fanboy blind loyalty and no holding back. But we're also committed to fairness and exploring all sides of decisions that are made by promoters and wrestlers. So check out our complete coverage in print, text, and audio. pwtorch.com/goVIP. $8 off. A coupon awaits you. Act now before this offer expires. It's for a very limited time. The coupon code is LiveCast18.
Blog Talk Radio.
Right, JR. Well, I've got some new medical information on Jerry the King Lawler that just came in a few moments ago. We understand that Jerry Lawler has bruised ribs, and, with all due respect, he's also suffering from anal bleeding.
What?
It's a spot for King.
And we're back, baby.
Hello, you people. Today is Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018, and you are making the list here on pwtorchlivecast.com. My name is Pat McNeil, and in a moment we'll be welcoming our guest. The number is 515-605-9345. Also, you can hit us up on the Twitter. My name is Real Pat McNeil, MCNEILL. You can also contact us via email. It is pwtorchlivecast at gmail.com. And of course, the chat room is going to be open in about 5 seconds as soon as I hit this button. 4, 3, 2, 1. Yes, you can go to pwtorchlivecast.com and hit that there. Yes, it is the night after the 25th anniversary of Raw, and we are introducing a new show. It is called Making the List. It's going to sound a good deal like some of the other shows that I've hosted in the past, except the focus will be on trying to create a definitive list of something important in the world of professional wrestling. And in this instance, it is going to be us discussing and sorting and arguing and figuring out the 7 greatest moments in Royal Rumble history. To join us this week, let's welcome our esteemed guest, legend of World Championship Wrestling, the one, the only, Disco Inferno. How are you doing, Disco? We haven't done this in a while.
No, we haven't. I always pop for the sound effects and stuff and everything. I like to and the legend. I turned 50 a couple months ago. So does that mean I qualify for legend status once you get into the AARP status?
Yeah, Vince McMahon qualifies. So obviously you qualify. I think AARP in all seriousness is 55.
But 50 will establish the cutoff for legend status.
I think so. Yes. I mean, I saw a lot of 50-year-olds on TV last night, and this morning when I watched the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So congratulations, you definitely fit.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you watch Raw from start to finish?
I used to, but my job changed and I'm now working Monday nights. So, I have to break it up and I get to skip through, obviously, you know, the commercials and the whatnot.
Give me an example. How do you watch Raw?
Well now I just, now the stupid thing, you know, the PlayStation view records it for me. So I just go ahead and hit play and start watching and, you know, I might skip ahead if there's something going on that I'm not interested in, like a video package that I've already seen, or you know, and obviously the commercials.
Do you watch it cold? Like watch it without knowing what happened or anything like that? I try to.
I mean, all I got last night. You know, I'm at work. I'm getting this text. Boy, this is awful. This is, you know, it started out great. I mean, the show started out hot, and then it sort of it sort of devolved a little bit, and then it picked up in a couple points. I mean, obviously, I thought the highlight was the first segment.
The highlight of the show was specifically the eruption of the crowd when the glass broke.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like the one thing it brought back for memories. We miss those pops. You know, there's not those emotional, huge, massive pops from the crowd like that. That brought back good memories, you know, like the glass breaking and then the awesome pop, you know, but I knew that I wasn't here. Here's my problem is I'm on the West Coast and I got Cox Cable. So trying to, you know, it's a wash. It's impossible to be on social media from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock at night at any point. And not see kind of what's happened on Raw. So I'm never getting the experience of watching it and not knowing what's going to happen. Okay. So what I do is I used to read Jason's Raw review and record it. And if the things that read well, that looked like they were interesting, I would just watch, I'd watch those and I'd fast forward through the rest of the stuff. But then on YouTube, there's all these guys that you know, a couple hours after the show, will post a 25 to 35 or 40 minute condensed version of the show, all on every good thing, like every pertinent thing.
I've seen those, yeah.
And so I'll just watch. So now I don't even have to fast forward. I just watch a YouTube version, like 25 to 35 minutes, you know, but I get everything. So it's like, you know, it's a far more. It's a far more enjoyable watch when you're only investing less than 45 minutes of your time into watching the show than it is like, you know, having to record it, fast forward and say, you know, so that's the way I watch now.
I understand. And now getting to what we're actually discussing today. seven greatest moments in Royal mm-hmm. Rumble history. We've had 30 Rumbles,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
you know, I don't think it's that. And besides, you know, the point of the show is we decided here at PW Torch Livecast, there's not enough arguing on wrestling podcasts, so we figure, you know, between you mm-hmm. and me and the callers, we can get a good discussion going, and maybe by the end of the show, sort out our seven favorites, our seven greatest moments here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pick one, and then you pick one, and then we'll get to six, and then we'll see what the callers have to say, okay?
I guarantee you that I think we're probably going to agree on at least one of the moments is top two or three, okay?
I think we're going to agree on at least two of them right off the bat. Would you like to go first?
Probably. Well, the Flair, you know, I mean, going the distance.
Flair winning the 92 Rumble. Yes.
I would put that.
I got
just,
that.
During the period of time, where he was coming from, you know, like Flair, like people didn't really perceive him as like Hogan level, but he had that kind of respect as like he was a great worker, but he still kind of like a Southern wrestler, you know, because like the mm-hmm. NWA. WC was still kind of like the South, you know, and everything.
Right.
And that solidified, and his, when he cut that promo, when he said, this is the greatest moment of
my
career,
yep.
with a tear in my eye, I think he meant, because what he did was, is he went up to New York and like conquered everybody's doubts of how great he was. Or it was at the time, and I think that you know, bro, these top guys have, you know, I was never a top guy like that, but I've been around these guys enough. These guys have those top guy egos, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I
yeah.
think that him knowing that he got the respect from all of the other top guys to finally like look and say, wow, this guy really is great. I think that's where that emotion came from with Flair. But to me, that to me is the number one moment, and you know, it's just from what, you know, it's kind of iconic in that a guy could, you know, first in and won the thing that was tremendous. So, well, where would
okay,
you put
well,
that
one? I was going to put that at number one, but that's okay. You know what? That's okay. Well, I mean, once we have that done, then we can get through the next of these. Now, may I go? May I
yeah.
give you the next one? In
go
my
ahead.
Opinion, 2008 Rumble. John Cena makes the surprise comeback, enters at number 30, eliminates Triple H, wins the thing. I know some people don't like
mm-hmm.
Cena, but that's a pretty huge moment in my opinion.
It was huge in the fact that the shock value, because
yeah.
they kept it completely kayfabe, and he was supposed to be out with injury for way longer.
Right.
You know, that, and that's a, so
longer.
It was a genuine. Well, that's the thing. I'm always big on pops, and the crowd like
yeah.
that, you know, raw emotion from the crowd, and that pop was unbelievable. You know,
yes.
just like and the wrestler's reaction, something, the fact he came back. I did not put that at number two, but I have that in my top three, just based on
okay.
On the crowd reaction alone.
Okay, that's good. That's a good start.
Okay.
Let's tell you what we started off maybe a little late. Let's go ahead and we're going to go to the phones and we're going to keep this simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to answer what we're talking about first. You can squeeze in a couple of questions after that if you want to talk to the legendary Disco Inferno. But we are going to get some opinions. And I want to point out that we also have here with us today, as usual, Disco, over the past couple of years, we have Soundboard Vince McMahon. Soundboard, you know, what do you think of the fans of the Manhattan Center, their reaction to last night's 25th anniversary of Raw?
The fans have totally lost it.
Well, there you go. All right. That was kind of what I was expecting. All right, let's go to the phones, the 814 area code. 814, this is quite possibly Ryan from Cumberland, but we're going to take the call anyway because Ryan knows how to do this. Ryan, you're on Making the List.
The memory that sticks out for me in the Royal Rumble is when Mark Henry went over the second rope instead of the top rope. You think, you know, there's a reason why he did that, because he's a pretty athletic man to be doing that. And often I'm told that's a pretty easy bump to take from who I talked to on.
I think it was a mistake. I mean, that was always my thought on it. Disco?
100%. I think it was a mistake, and I think because, you know, the Rumble is heavily scripted, You know, like that, like the eliminations have to kind of like, it's like, you know, when you do one of those matches, you know, like who the couple guys that are going out before you, so you know, like the sequence of events that takes place for your spot. So it's like, I think he screwed up and went through the second and third rope, and they couldn't like throw him back in and eliminate him properly because like you kind of like screw up like all the other spots, so that just kind of like just stood. But I would definitely consider that was a screw up and not a just a mistake. You know, I mean, they're not gonna, bro, these rumbles aren't gonna go flawed. There's gonna be obviously a decent margin of error when you've got a lot of these guys and some guys are gonna miss a spot. You know, there's gonna be a screwy spot in there at some point.
I'm trying to remember. I want to say 2010. That sounds right. Royal Rumble. Let's see. Anyway, I'll look this up. But that's a big moment. Yeah, I don't know if it's one of the top seven, but I'm writing it down here. Okay, Mark Henry.
Well, it's not like it's definitely not a top seven moment. It's a top
greatest moment. It's a moment.
It was a noticeable screw up. For in the moments category, you know, that's funny.
That's good. Okay. Anything else there, Ryan?
Okay. I'd like to get a couple questions and then,
sure.
This question's for Disco. I noticed the Godfather, he gets a bad rap for his, club. I guess people have some complaints about it. Do you think it's a good club to go to?
It's smaller. It's a smaller club. I'm not going to say anything bad about it. It's just every club just depends on the quality of the girls that work there. You know, if they got some hot girls there, I would definitely recommend it. But it's just a smaller club. It's not, you know, compared to all the other gentlemen's clubs in town.
Okay, so it's not as if that club is less reputable than your club. It's just smaller.
I mean, for the brand name, I mean, everybody knows where the Cheetah is. You know, the Cheetah is a kind of like a national brand. So there's Cheetah clubs everywhere. So.
Yeah. Okay. Perfectly. All right. Next question, sir.
Okay. And my last question I got for you is, you think if like a fan came out against a female and claimed that they were assaulted by her, that WWE would suspend female wrestler? Or do you think that only applies to the male wrestlers?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Like, cause like, I guess, are you talking about like assault, like sexual assault, like if somebody got accused of like sexual misconduct or something?
Yeah, let's say a female wrestler sexually assaulted someone.
That's a good question. Like perfect example. Let's say one of the female wrestlers, one of the stage hands backstage, one of the employees of the WWE, one of the female wrestlers pinched a guy in the ass. If that guy complained to HR, would that girl, would the female wrestler get suspended? Do I know the answer to that? I don't know, but she should. You know, like I'm saying, like, I think this, you know, I mean, we're kind of getting a little political here, but I think this narrative of the, you know, sexual misconduct is the narrative was kind of, it's a very one-way narrative. Like, the only people that commit sexual harassment and sexual misconduct are guys, and that's just not true. And I'll tell you, speaking from experience, I've had employees at my work pinch me on the ass a lot. And for sexual harassment, I could have gone to HR and said, this person did this and stuff, and they would be just as, you know, it's the exact same thing. Whether a guy pinched a girl in the ass or a girl pinched a guy in the ass, that's the exact same thing sexual harassment, you know, so
unwanted touching, unwanted assault. That's, you know,
right. And it's definitely a two way street. I mean, there's the to try to pretend that women never do that is kind of, you know, it's kind of ignorant. I mean, it does happen.
Right. But I understand that. You know, but I think the point a lot of people are making is, you know, given the number of male rapists versus the number of female rapists, it's kind of one sided.
Right. Well, specifically speaking to rape, absolutely it is. You know, I mean, it's very difficult. Like, I don't care what anybody says, but it's very difficult for a woman to rape a guy. You know, from a physiological standpoint. So, but it's very easy for a guy to rape a girl. You know, so, I would think that they would, if somebody's accused of sexual harassment, if it's a girl, I would think they would suspend them.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think they would. I'm not sure exactly what changed between, you know, yesterday and today that got where Enzo Amore went from being being suspended to being fired. But and it's a lot of speculation. But something happened. They got some additional piece of information, which made them believe, hey, you know, he did it. And I know that people yesterday were upset about being blindsided by, you know, people in WWE were upset about being blindsided by, hey, you got any comments on Enzo Amore being accused of rape? And I was like, what? You know, I think that's a big part of the issue. But I think they did enough investigating of their own. There's an actual police report which was filed the night that this allegedly happened. And maybe they found out some information they didn't have before, where they felt pretty safe in firing him. And you know, he doesn't have to be. I mean, they can fire him for most any reason. He's an independent contractor.
Yes. And also, let's point out too, everybody's just focusing in this rabbit hole of like, you know, did he rape or not? They suspended probably because didn't know. But first of all, let's look at it's just like a workplace issue. The guy apparently, let's call it, had been written up a couple times. Like he has done things that he has been sent home for, maybe he was on double secret probation. Maybe in the police report, it said that they were smoking pot. Or they were doing drugs. Things that they did based on the police report was enough based on what he's done before. That was enough for them to say, hey, we'll just let this guy go. He's too much of a problem. You know, that could easily have happened.
Yeah.
Or they could have tested him, and he failed the test. You know.
Yeah, that's true. We don't know. We don't know, but we're probably going to find out pretty soon. I'd expect, like within the next few days.
I would imagine.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing that doesn't stay secret for very long. Okay, Ryan, thanks very much. If you have anything else for us, let's see, we have the chat room, we have email pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com, and I know that you know where my Twitter account is. So,
okay, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. See, it's just that simple. We're making the list. Pat McNeil, Disco Inferno, looking over, going through the 7 greatest moments in Royal Rumble history. Tell you what, we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back, and we'll try to flesh out the list even more here on PW Torch Livecast. We have a new sponsor here for Making the List with Pat McNeil. It is Wink, WINC. Let me give you a task, people. Pick out a wine that you're going to love. But there's a catch. It has to be a wine that you haven't had before. Where would you start? You go to Wink, W-I-N-C. Wink, it's a contraction of Wine Incorporated, which is where the name comes from. Wink makes it easy to discover great wine. You can get lots of things delivered to your door. Why not wine? Wink's wine experts select wines matched to your taste, personalized for you, shipped right to your door, and starting at just $13 a bottle. There is nothing like coming home to a box of delicious wine that Wink selected just for you. It's the best day of the month. You get one every month. You go online, you fill out Wink's palate profile quiz. You answer simple questions that your average clerk wouldn't ask, like how do you take your coffee, how do you feel about blueberries, and Wink then uses those to send you wines curated to your taste. Then you rate each wine, and the more wines you rate, the more personalized your monthly selections are. Each month, there are new delicious wines like the insanely popular Summer Water Rosé. There's no membership fees. You can skip any month. You can cancel at any time. Shipping is covered. If you don't like a bottle they send you, they'll replace it with a bottle you love. No questions asked. You discover a great wine today. Go to trywink.com/PWTorch, and you get $20 off your first shipment. That is trywink, trywink.com/PWTorch, $20 off. Do it now. trywink.com/PWTorch.
Don't just listen to PW Torch's brand of wrestling coverage. Read it too every day at pwtorch.com. Join me Monday nights for my live coverage of Raw, Tuesday nights for my live coverage of SmackDown, Sunday nights for my live coverage of WWE pay-per-views, and keep up on the news and read exclusive editorials and special features every day at pwtorch.com.
And we return. We are making the list here on PW Torch Livecast. The number is 515-605-9345, and I have the privilege of being joined by Disco Inferno. Several years ago, we put Disco Inferno on the livecast, and he has become a podcasting star. He is currently co-starring on two podcasts on two different networks. You're on Keeping It 100 with Conan, which is starting over on Westwood One, and you're part of the Vince Russo brand with your own hit show there, Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. How do you do it all, Disco?
I don't know. If you see my Twitter handle, I describe myself as a professional wrestling VIP, special professional wrestling VIP podcast guest.
Mm-hmm. Which is true. You are. And
pretty much, right?
Yes, and I don't have
my own podcast, but I guest on the big ones. So that's the way I look
at it. That's true. I'm pleased that we were hopefully one of the first to have you on, and people mm-hmm. enjoy hearing your opinions, and even when they disagree with you. So we are in the middle of mm-hmm. trying to define the seven greatest Royal Rumble moments of all time, and I believe we'll throw the ball back to you because I came up with the last one, so we'll get these seven knocked down, and then we'll try to sort them in an order.
Here's the thing. I didn't narrow it down to seven. I think I've got about 9 or 10 like instances. And what I'd like to do, I want to bunch these together. Okay, I want to kind of bunch a couple of them together because it's based on the kind of categories in. I'm going to put both of these on the I'm submitting both of them as kind of a joint entry. For me, just because it was they're both memorable spots, even though they were these iconic moments. Number one, when the Bushwhackers did their dance, came in the ring, got eliminated immediately and just danced right to the back. Do you remember that one? Well, I forget what level that was, but that was one of the early ones. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Because everybody remembers that spot. That remembers the Rumble. They remember that spot of all these spots you can remember the Rumble. Number two was Santino Marella's fastest elimination ever. Do you remember that one?
Yes, I do remember that one.
Was 2007 maybe or 2010, something around there. He slides in and immediately gets clotheslined over the top rope. I think he was in there literally for 1.5 seconds.
Yes, so that was the goal to break Bushwhacker Butch's record of 2 seconds.
Right, so. Right. So yeah. I'm submitting those because of their their memorable spots. Would you put them in your top
nature.
Either of those spots in your top?
Okay.
Yes. Would you put either of those in your top seven?
I wasn't going to, but I'm considering the one with Santino. I have another Santino moment down here later. Now, it is a botch, yes, but I really think it belongs here. Let me see. I'm trying to remember this. Okay, 2008. We did. The year Vince McMahon tore both of his quads walking down to the ring.
Oh, jeez, yeah. I forgot all about that one, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
kind of
got to be in there. That's a definite
Cena and
classic,
Batista get eliminated at the same
both
time.
Quads? That's fascinating.
Well, he tore the one quad, and he kept going, and he was determined not to sell it, so he kept going. And, the stress that he put on, Well, we're not really going to get into a discussion of how you tear quads because there's no good answer for that. There's no answer for that I feel comfortable saying.
Well, there is an answer. Potentially. I don't know the exact reason how it happened. I know Vince McMahon still to this day squats heavy. He easily could have the night before done his regular workout and squatted real heavy and basically his. At that age, your recovery, you need more time to recover and probably warmed up and just
2005 Rumble.
The muscles get out. 2005, absolutely. Could have. I would bet money that's what happened. That was probably the day after one of his classic Vince McMahon squatting sessions, that he's mm-hmm. noted for.
Pro wrestlers seem to have a disproportionate amount of muscle tears, and that's. That was a particularly nasty example. But, if Yeah, but he couldn't just slump down in the aisle and say, oh man, you know, I tore my quad. This hurts like a bleep, no. Bleepity bleep. He just had to go. He had to go and follow through.
And no selling. Right. Yeah, completely no selling. Right. Jesus. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was it. Okay, so we got that going for us. Let's see. All right, you have another one? I think we've got a total of five that we can start going through.
Okay, I'm gonna both of these kind of like in the same category for but I'm lumping in together, the year that Diesel eliminated a whole bunch of guys, because like that was like that kind of made him, you know, and obviously and then I'm lumping that together in with the Roman Reigns record 12 eliminations, because it
All
was
right.
like. They're very they try to use the Rumble to try to make guys, and but for big guys, that's the way you got to do it, you know. Just like you're just wiping out everybody. And I remember the Diesel one because that was the first time they had done that. Like the Diesel one is memorable because that's the first time that there was a big giant guy in there and he just was eliminating everybody. It's like, wow, they really really made that, and he wanted to become a champion, you know. And same thing with Roman Reigns. He set the record for eliminations, and you know, he was a big guy, and that was like the spark that ignited the Roman Reigns his reign of whatever you want to call it in the WWE.
His reign of terror, yes.
Right, no, that's you want to call it. I would put those two in there.
Okay, I get that. Let's see, Diesel. Okay, so
how about you?
Record.
What do you think?
Okay. Reigns' record. I mean, those deserve to be mentioned. I don't know how I feel about the record. I mean, I feel like records like that should be something that are organic. You know, I mean, they had Kane break Diesel's record at one point and just go nuts one year in the Rumble, and that just sort of it didn't feel like it was Kane's time though necessarily. We did okay. Mm-hmm. Let me think here. There you go. Rey Mysterio 2006. Rey Mysterio dedicates the match to Eddie Guerrero. Starts at number one, wins the whole thing.
Wait! I thought that was 2007. That's 2006. I had that on my list.
Okay, Eddie.
Oh, whatever it was, eliminated Randy Orton, right?
Yes, that one.
Okay, that is on my list.
Okay, so
absolutely.
That's going to go.
But probably because
that's going to go on.
That's the coolest finish. That they've done. That's because it was perfectly executed and believable for a little guy to do that spot. It was the only way he could eliminate that, you know.
Right. I mean, there's almost no other way. I think that they could have pulled that off that would have worked.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And then huge pop. You know, just a circus. They're dedicated to Eddie. That's definitely in the top seven for sure. 100%.
Now, what happened afterwards with everybody backstage having to explain to Vince McMahon, he kind of has to go on to win the title at WrestleMania after that. That was a mess, but you know, Mysterio getting the win, that's a huge feel good moment. So, that's 2006. Let's see. All right, you're doubling up on a lot of these, but do you have one?
Because it required perfect luck and execution. The one where Luger and Shawn went over and landed at the exact same time.
Brett and Luger.
Yeah, where they landed on the exact same time.
Yeah,
that was completely. Yeah. What year was that?
That was
because some of these years.
That was 94. That was great actually.
Get it right to where it's like, you know, it's like, Jesus, that was unbelievable, you know?
And I get the feeling that in a pinch they could have just, you know, forgotten that they had the camera angle that actually showed them touching, showed in what order they touched, but they touch at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was like, that's like, bro, you could probably do that spot like 100 times
and
get it to where they touch exactly, right, and then to get it like that was unbelievable, you know? So that definitely is just on the degree of difficulty and pulling it off has to be in the and you can't really do that again because they're selling the impossibility of that happening. You know, so that's a once in a lifetime spot that you can only do in that match one time because it's just not going to happen again. You know, then that's what you got to sell. But definitely that spot for sure. And they got a lot of they got a lot of mileage out of that too on TV.
Oh yeah, WrestleMania build. Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole build
absolutely.
For WrestleMania
absolutely.
10 was all about that.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so one of the earlier ones, which I have to mention, 1990, you get that final moment where Hulk Hogan clears out all the guys on one side of the ring, and Warrior clears out the guys on the other side of the ring, and Hogan and Warrior are face-to-face and doing the stare-down, and everybody figures out at the same time, oh, this is the WrestleMania 6 main event. And, yeah, but they'd never done, like, you know, they never teased tension between Hogan and Warrior. I mean, everybody just sort of assumed that Hogan was going to be facing a heel, but there it was.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's top seven, but that was a pretty big moment.
It was a great, you know, this is that's back when wrestling you would paint the, paint it with broad stripes and bright colors, make it very simplistic for the fans to comprehend, but they ate it up. You know, fans were very easy back then, and a spot like that, absolutely. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if that's in my top seven, but it's definitely up there for sure.
All right. Okay. Tell you what, we are due for another timeout. We will retreat to our various corners. Think about it. We want your opinions. 515-605-9345. Also, PWTorchLivecast@gmail.com. We are going to get a decision before we go off the air here. This is Making the List, and this is PW Torch Livecast.
Rich Van, formerly of the Primetime Friday Livecast with Bruce Mitchell here. I want to tell you about my new show, The Deep Dive with Rich Van. On Saturdays at 6 p.m. Eastern weekly, join us as we dive into a single subject, some weeks as serious as race, gender, and stereotyping in wrestling, to as fun as which IC champs could fit into another era, and anything in between. We'll have guests from inside and outside the Torch family to cover the subject of the week, and of course your calls and emails. Prior to each episode, I'll put out on social media the subject and some notes, places where you can also bone up on the subject of the week if you're so inclined. I'll also devote shows to two of my favorite international promotions, New Japan Pro Wrestling and Progress. All are welcome. No secret handshakes here because Saturday nights on the live cast are officially all right for diving.
Okay, our commercial segment continues.
Your ideas are intriguing to me, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
If you're on Twitter, you've no doubt seen it already. Go to the PW Torch Twitter feed, and you'll get the code for a VIP sale. You can get $8 off any VIP subscription, which means you can get 1 month of PW Torch VIP service for just $1.99. That's only $2, or you can apply it to a 3 month or 1 year subscription. I'm trying not to mess up Wade Keller's very interesting demographics and how he tracks the codes, but go to the Twitter feed on PW Torch. It's PW Torch, and you can sign up. And if you are not a member, you can get a month of VIP membership for just $1.99. That's a heck of a deal, kids. So get on that and become a VIP today. All right, we're making the list here on PW Torch Livecast, 515-605-9345. Thank you very much for joining us today for the first episode of this new show, and looking forward to doing this every week and coming up with crazy topics and talking with good people like our guest, the Disco Inferno, Glenn Gilberti. Glenn, might want to tell the people how they can keep track of you via various social media so they can follow all the podcasts that you make guest appearances on.
You can find me on at the Real Disco on Twitter and at Disco Master GG on Instagram. You can catch me on Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco on the Russo brand. It's a show I do with Vince and Jeff Lane. We go over the news and stuff that drops it on Mondays on Podcast One and on iTunes. You can also catch me on Keeping It 100 with Conan. We do that show. We're moving to Westwood One this week. We used to be on Podcast One, but the past couple weeks, we had the show on our Patreon site at Conan.me, KONAN.me. It's only $1 to join for the month if you want to listen to those two quote-unquote lost episodes of where we weren't on Podcast One the past 2 weeks. And You can also catch me at Sapphire Gentlemen's Club in Las Vegas, where I work at I'm hosting a Super Bowl party there. That should be entertaining.
Hey.
And there might be some surprise wrestlers there, too. But you can dial 702-303-3430 and mention my name. We'll send you a free limo to pick you up and get you in for free of during the week. Except for the Super Bowl, we have it's not free for the Super Bowl. We got like various slicings for that. But it's by far the best place to watch the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, 100%.
Okay. So what's the cover for the Super Bowl party?
Depends. Like, it's either 75 or 50, depending on what room you want to sit in. And they have, like, bottle service deals and stuff and everything. So, but, yeah. But it's a great spot, great energy for the Super Bowl.
Yes, and the buffet is surprisingly good. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in. Yes, I know.
Have you been there before?
No. It's a punchline from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
Anyway.
The buffet is surprising.
You probably didn't watch that show.
No,
okay.
I didn't.
So we're in the middle of the list, the seven greatest moments in Royal Rumble history. Let's see, we've got Flair winning the Rumble, Cena winning the Rumble, Rey Mysterio going wire to wire, the 94 Rumble with Bret and Luger, Vince tearing both quads. We're kind of on the fence on that. Let's see. You also have Diesel's run, eliminating guys, and Roman Reigns breaking Diesel's record. Thinking here. Okay.
I'm going to throw another one out. Another one out there, too.
Sure, yeah.
Go ahead. The reaction for Roman when he won, getting booed out of the building in Philly.
Roman getting booed out of the Wells Fargo Center. Good call. That would be 2014. Yes, that's I know a lot of people have fond memories of booing Roman Reigns for that.
Isn't that kind of weird? I want to talk about that briefly here.
Yeah.
Do you know why they booed Roman Reigns out of the building on that?
Yes, I do. Because the fans had somehow convinced themselves that Daniel Bryan was going to win the Rumble. And when Daniel Bryan wasn't even in the Rumble, they were going to crap on whatever the finish was.
Right. So, and then it sucks because Roman has kind of gotten this residual heat from that people have just kind of like adopted. And, you know, it's really kind of unfair the way the fans have kind of like – They kept booing him, and then the wrestling fans are creatures of habit. It just became the thing. Hey, we're supposed to boo Roman
Rumble,
Reigns.
2015 Rumble. Yeah.
Right. 2015 Rumble. 2015
Rumble.
The next year. Right. And it's kind of like unfair. It's like at some point, somebody should sit there and tell the fans, "Hey, guys, time out here. You're booing Roman for the wrong reason. It's not his fault." That Daniel Bryan did not win the Rumble. You know, it's like
they took it out on Roman because they took it to the next level.
You know, right?
Yeah, they took it out on Roman because you know he's the company guy. But I mean, you go back to the 2014 Rumble, and you know after Daniel Bryan was tossed out, and people figured out Batista's winning, and they were booing Batista. If Reigns had eliminated Batista at the end, which was down near the end, Reigns would have gotten a monster pop just because Batista wouldn't have won.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he still would have gotten the monster. Still would have booed him out of the building the next. That's
next
back
year,
when the fans
yeah.
were just like, because that's when the fans found out that Vince McMahon did not want Daniel Bryan to be the top guy, and the fans decided to start trolling Vince McMahon because of that, and just any type of negativity towards Daniel Bryan. We were going to take it out on whoever you wanted to push, you know. So
yeah,
that's
but,
that, and
you
know,
we all
are,
worked.
You know, like 4 years later. Yeah.
which is important.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. Plus, and the added advantage of CM Punk quits, and they didn't have anybody that they could logically throw in that spot that made more sense than Daniel Bryan. And
right.
you know, and the fans had already crapped on
but
the
I
idea.
Think I think the thing kind of like that has organically grown from that too. That's fake news. Is that they kind of crap on Roman's work? The entire
Roman's not right.
Every time he's been a top guy, you know what I'm saying. So it's like they've kind of crapped on his work, and he's been great. You know, it's like every time there's been a big match, he's delivered. You know, it's like, but then we still get to boo him. You know, it's like, geez.
Well, yeah, but I mean, here's the thing: if they made him a babyface, if they made him a heel right now, well, ironically, he'd probably get more cheers. But yeah, I mean, he was the only guy who got heel heat on that 3-hour Raw. I mean, even Vince and Shane, even Vince McMahon was getting cheered at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the fans cheer the performers these days.
Yeah.
You know, like you can heal as much as you can, but if you're getting too good at healing, they'll start cheering you because they like it. But like with The Miz, they're starting, like, you know, he was doing great, you know, and Jericho too. They were the two guys that were just trying their damnedest hardest to just heal and heal and heal and heal. And it's just like, because they do it so good, it's like there's that little swell, groundswell of fans that start cheering you because they like your performance. And, you know, that just slowly start turning you babyface, just, you know, regardless of how much you try to heal. So,
well, I mean, that started earlier than that. I mean, go back to The Rock in 99 when he's supposed to be the corporate guy. He's supposed to be the one feuding with Austin for the title. And you know, he's trying as hard as he can to heal, and the people start, you know, singing along with The Rock.
Right.
They start doing his – So
right.
And he can't get them, and by the end he can't get the booed. He can't get booed.
But I don't understand what Vince McMahon forgot about that is that, like, okay, hey, we turn the guy babyface. You know,
right.
It's like, so we – you know, so they're like – here they just kind of like – they kind of like stick to their guns. Sometimes
because
keeping guys heel and baby. Like, bro, the TV the past few years would have been so much better. Bro, you could have taken John Cena and Roman Reigns and put them together as just like a heel tag team, give them the belts, have them fight for the title, just the two heels, it made them heels. And the TV would have been so much easier to write. You know,
of course.
As opposed to what it is now, where they're trying to generate. You know, bro, that's the thing. It's like they're trying to generate pops. And it just does not work. You know, it's like the victim is going to get him in pop, the guy's getting booed out of the building sometimes. Like, oh, God, what are you going to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good example. So Reigns in 2015 and, Bautista, back in 2014. And, I mean, again, they handled it. They reintroduced Batista. They had him be buddies with Triple H, who is the top heel on the brand. And then they act surprised. And he comes out there, and they play the old videos of him. He comes out there. He's less cut. He's wearing mom jeans, and people were just it just didn't work for them. Now at that time they were smart enough to make Batista heel again, and it ended up working out for them. So All right. Now other moments that. All right, one moment that got a big pop. I don't know that it belongs in the top seven, but deserves a mention. 2016, AJ Styles makes his surprise debut at the Rumble. And, you know, contrary to what people thought, people knew exactly who AJ Styles was, and they were very, very happy to see him. It's hard to imagine. I mean, I don't know that you can call it a surprise because a lot of people thought it was coming, but that went very well. Short of Jake Roberts, I can't think of and John Cena, I can't think of many better surprise entrants.
How long has NXT been around? What was the first year of NXT?
In which format? Because
the
you have the NXT that was
the
reality show.
The developmental that turned into the NXT show on Full Sail.
I want to say it's been 4.5-5 years.
They were doing Florida Championship Wrestling before that, right?
Yeah, they were. They turned it into.
Remember, five years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So remember, like 6 or 7 years ago, when the word was that Triple H was not interested in any TNA guys. Like, if you worked for TNA, they weren't really going to be interested. It's like, look how times have changed, right? It's like, at some point,
true.
Said, wow, we kind of need good workers to fill our show. You know, at some point, we're not building in our developmental guys that are better than the TNA guys. You know, so
that changed on a lot of levels.
100%. Because I remember, go ahead.
Right, they went from, you know, we don't want guys with bad habits. We want to take these guys from the start, teach them the right way, and get them through the system. To like, we need some guys who can freaking work in here to teach these kids. And you know, let's
right, yeah, it's like, where are they from? Oh, they're working at TNA. AJ Styles, Joe, Rude. You know? I thought that was funny. Like, I was like,
it is funny. It was TNA guys. It's Ring of Honor guys. It's now, you know, New Japan guys, because we're gonna have a few of those in there. Yeah, and also they're trying to sell tickets to NXT now. So you need some star power. You need some talent in there that people are gonna go out and watch at the local armory. So absolutely.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so got that. Okay, we're due for a timeout here. We're going to come back. We are actually going to nail this down from 7-1. Call us, text us, tweet us, 515-605-9345. This is Making the List here on PWTorchLivecast.com. Back after this.
I'm Wade Keller, editor and publisher of the Pro Wrestling Torch newsletter and former host here at PW Torch Livecast. If you're looking for my shows, they have moved as of July 2017. They're now called the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling Podcast, available through Podcast One. Enter Wade Keller on your podcast app or iTunes and subscribe to the new Wade Keller Pro Wrestling Podcast, where I cover Raw and my first show of the week, SmackDown, with my second show of the week, and then the Flagship Edition with a co-host, and we cover a broad array of pro wrestling current events, and then I end the week with a weekly interview. That's the Wade Keller Pro Wrestling Podcast, now at Podcast One. Subscribe today. Just search Wade Keller.
Making the List here on PW Torch Livecast, I am Pat McNeil, your cordial host. Welcome to our first episode. Disco Inferno is here. We are going over the seven greatest moments in Royal Rumble history. I think we have, let's see, I don't know if we're agreed on exactly where they come in, but let me just give this now. Okay, number one, Ric Flair, the 92 Rumble. Number two, number two, maybe Cena winning the 2000.
I'm gonna put the Luger Brett at number two.
Okay.
I'm gonna put Luger Brett at number two. Just
you know
because
what? I can live with
that. That is. Yeah, because it's still memorable. It's never been done before. Okay.
I can live with that. Cena 2008. I'm gonna put at number three.
I'll agree with that.
Okay, and let's see. All right, we'll get a couple. I'm gonna throw a couple more in here that we haven't discussed. We've discussed the Rumble per se. We haven't discussed stuff that happened at the Rumble shows, and I sort of left it vague on whether that would count. But Slaughter winning the WWF title from Ultimate Warrior in '91 with the help of Randy Savage, that was a big moment. And Undertaker levitating to the roof in the '94 Rumble. That was. Yes. That was technically not part of the Rumble match, but yeah.
Right, but it it was what it was. But people bought it back then, you know.
Yeah,
that's kind of
true.
People ate that stuff up. So,
All right, 99. The I Quit match, Foley and the Rock, which covered
that was at
the
Rumble.
At Beyond the Mat. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh,
that was the
memorable
match,
Rumble. Yeah. Oh yeah, because basically if WWE wants to erase matches from their thing with this concussion lawsuit thing they got going on, I think that's when they want to kind of erase from the archives. It's like something we were letting this happen back then, you know? It's like Jesus.
Right. And 2003, you know, Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit, they fight for the title, they get a standing ovation. I know what happened with Chris Benoit. That was still a hell of a match and deserves to be mentioned.
Oh yeah,
even if
100%. Excellent.
Okay, but we got those mentioned. All right, we've got 2014. All right, number four, Rey Mysterio winning. I think that might be number four.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, number four, Rey Mysterio.
Let's see. You want so we got the Bushwhackers, Santino Marella. Vince tearing his quads, Roman Reigns getting booed,
right.
Batista getting booed.
Roman Reigns.
Jeez. Yeah.
Reigns eliminating, Reigns hitting the record, Diesel getting built. Let's do this. Let's throw out Diesel, and let's put the Roman Reigns record eliminations in there, since the record still stands.
Okay. Reigns record.
Would you agree with that?
If we're talking about whether it should be at number seven, then maybe, yeah. Okay. Style. Oh, yeah, we got. Jeez. This is where it gets tough. All right. The other one I wanted to mention is.
We got to have the Santino Morel in there. You got to have the Santino Morel in there.
We've got to have it in there. I don't know whether that's. Again, I don't know whether that's top seven because you got you got Reigns getting booed out of the building, Batista getting booed out of the building.
Why did you make this a top seven list? That's a bizarre number. Why was it top seven?
Because management said a top five wasn't, everybody does top fives. So
That's funny. Let's do this.
And I wanted to
Let's call an audible on the fly. Let's make it a top 10, so we don't have to worry about this. How about that?
All right, but we can do it. We can make it a top 10, but you know, I'm official for the record, we're officially counting 1 through 7. Now there's no reason we can't list 8, 9 and 10, right?
Right. Well, honorable 8, 9, 10. Honorable mention, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Where does Kofi Kingston using the announcer's chair as a pogo stick count?
That's because we've seen so many other creative weird spots in matches and stuff. To me, that's just a high spot, you know.
Okay. That's in there.
I mean, I would just
and you also have 97, the finish where Austin screws Bret Hart out of the Rumble, and that triggers Bret Hart's heel turn.
Yes. I mean, the angle to follow, but that specific spot's not really, you know.
So, okay, so
you just toss the guy out of the ring, so it's like, you know.
Right.
You've heard about VIP membership, you've thought about VIP membership, and now we're going to entice you to activate your VIP membership. Today, you can take $8 off a VIP membership. That brings our $9.99 monthly rate down to $1.99 for your first month, or apply it to our cheaper rates when you commit to 3 months or 1 year. That's $8 off with coupon code LIVECAST18. That's LIVECAST18, all one word, no space, LIVECAST18, in the coupon code box when you check out pwtorch.com/goVIP.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah. The I Quit match should be on there somewhere. You want Santino on there somewhere and Reigns setting the record on there somewhere. Santino's, I say, is going to be number 10 because, you know, Reigns setting the record is going to be above that.
I'm not going to argue that. So that's number 10.
That's fine. All right. So we got Vince tearing his quads. We also might have to mention, you know, the 2016 Rumble with Hunter eliminating, beating Reigns and Ambrose and winning the title. Because of course it set up the biggest WrestleMania of all time. You're not crazy about that one?
No, I'm not crazy. Not in the top 10.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Not a lot of recent stuff has been in the top 10. It hasn't been involved. No, it
hasn't. Hogan and Warrior facing off. Let's get 4 and 5 together. And we are apparently allowed to. We have the top 4. We are allowed to go a little bit over on time, but I know you have to get to work, so I don't want to take too long here.
Okay.
All right. Reigns. Jeez. Okay. The quad. Okay. Number 5. Number 5 might be Reigns getting. Well, where does AJ Styles belong in the top 10? His debut. I mean, it's a great debut.
Not really. He didn't win it, right?
No, he didn't win it.
It's a great day. It's a big pop because nobody thought he didn't win.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Shawn Michaels winning the Rumble.
It really was a great debut because he didn't win.
Yeah. Shawn Michaels winning the Rumble and doing the 1 foot touching the floor spot twice.
That was really good. But I'm going to say that was good, but it wasn't as good. Because that's kind of like a thing that required luck and athletic ability, but the Luger Brett thing kind of trumps that
we're still going. It's going to be below that,
right?
But the question,
well, what number are we on right now? Are we on 5 or 6?
Okay, we've done the first 4.
Count down from one right now. Flair.
Okay, 1. Flair. 2. Cena. Cena, you know, surprise and winning. 3. Rey Mysterio. 4. The Brett and. No, actually, you'd had Brett. We moved Brett and Luger.
Well, that's because it doesn't matter. Those orders don't matter.
Cena's 3, Mysterio 4. Okay,
right.
And that's kind of where we are here. We're arguing about 5 and 6.
And 7. Let's do this. Let's put your call. They can go in any order from this point on for me, to be honest with you.
Okay. I don't want to do. I don't want to put that there or that there. Let's see. Shoot. I'm trying to think of what really fits at number five, and that's okay. You want to do Mankind and Rock at number five?
Oh, if it's Kurt of the Rumble, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine the Kurt of the Rumble, 100%.
Yep. All right. That's that. Yeah. That can go at number five. Number six,
okay.
I think, let's see, what do we've got? This is, geez, I wanted to put over Mick Foley being in the Rumble three times, but that's somewhere down below 10, I think. Still good. Okay, Reigns winning the Rumble goes there. Okay, 9 and 10. Oh, crap. That's a spot. That's a spot. Jeez. I guess we're going to get to Roman getting booed out of the Wells Fargo Center here.
Okay.
I guess
number six.
That's six. Yeah, that's the finish from 2015. All right,
mm-hmm.
So we're down to seven is Vince tearing his quads.
Okay.
Sorry, that's definitely got to be. All right. 8, 9, and 10. Jeez, crap. Okay.
Honorable mention, let's not even say it, Taylor. Let's just say these honorable mentions. We got the top seven. Honorable mention is going to be Roman's elimination. Roman's elimination.
Right. Santino getting eliminated.
Right. Sean's 1 foot hitting the floor.
That should be on there, yes.
Sean's 1 foot hitting the floor. Let's listen to that. Let's learn out that that's the top ten. How about that?
90s, and Austin's, well, Austin eliminating Brett should probably go in there. 97 probably goes in there somewhere.
Okay.
But yeah, we got the top ones. That's what I think. Okay, an impressive first outing there, Disco. That's good. All right, so you can keep. What are you covering this week? What's your next podcast, and what do you know what you're covering?
I'm going to be recording a little bit later today with Conan. We're obviously going to talk about the Raw, the Enzo.
Yeah.
We cover a lot of stuff. We talk sports. We're going to talk the NFL playoffs. We'll probably throw some politics in there, too.
Tell Joseph you are allowed to have me on again at some point. So.
Okay, cool. All right. We're glad to have you back.
All right. Yeah, no, but listen, I mean, you guys are good. Folks, follow Disco online at The Real Disco, especially if you want to see people hating on him, which happens all the time. And Disco responding to them in good nature. And,
Get a little of this. In my Twitter career, I've only blocked like two people. And
that's
a bad
good.
Language. I've got very thick skin. I don't care if you criticize me. I don't care if you say it, but just as long as you don't use foul language and vulgar language, I don't care what – I mean, you know, I know who I am. I'm very – I've got pretty strong convictions in my beliefs, and, you know, if you disagree with them, I'm not going to call you names for disagreeing with me and stuff. And you can call me names. Just keep it, you know, just keep it within the realm of good taste. That's all I got to say. So
that's an excellent point, and I think I think one that, in fact, deserves to be underlined, much like we do when we get callers here.
While we're waiting for our next caller, we'd like to remind you folks calling in to, keep your questions within the boundaries of good taste.
Yes, Joe Carr always
great
works
move.
For me.
Yeah, it's a slapshot. You know, Mark Madden has that movie memorized, quote for quote.
Slapshot? I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. I don't know if Bruce Mitchell has it memorized, but he's pretty close there. So, yeah.
Right. That's pretty fun. One of the best movies ever. And that's a movie. Let me tell you something. If you're in your mid-20s, go back and find that movie online and watch it. Slapshot will immediately, regardless of how old you are, if you've never seen it before, it will immediately go into one of your top five funniest movies of all time. I would bet $100.
They don't make movies like that anymore, and that's unfortunate, I think. All right, Disco, you need to get to work entertaining the people. I hope you are having a good day out in Vegas. And we're definitely going to do this again because I have a feeling there'll be many more lists to come here on PWTorchLivecast.com. Cool. Take care.
Wait, where do you live?
Where do I live? I'm in South Carolina.
Oh, you're in South Carolina. I was going to say, where were you living before?
I was living in Virginia for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. I didn't know. All those other guys.
I got to give props out to the
Vegas Knights. Who,
I'm sure you do.
It's unbelievable. Las Vegas, our very first ever professional team we've ever had. Our very first year, we're the best team in the league. So you can't beat. It's what they say in Las Vegas. You can never beat the house. So
that's right.
Vegas always Golden the house Knights. Always wins here. So, yep. So
okay,
hey, thanks for having me on.
They're doing very well. They're doing well. I'm a Capitals fan. So enjoy
well, hopefully
it.
Maybe they'll play the Caps finals. Maybe you can come out to Vegas and come see.
Yeah,
the game.
I'll bring my wife and my 3-week-old daughter. Yeah, we'll do lunch. I mean,
yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah. Awesome. No, we'll think about it. I mean, it's not the worst offer I've had. Definitely, it's been too long since I've been out there. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Disco.
All right, cool, brother.
Take care,
right,
man.
Take it easy, man.
Have a good. Okay.
Bye.
And listeners, thank you for sticking with us. This is a new venture. Making the list with Pat McNeil. We have another special guest signed up for next week. As soon as it's official, we will let you know, and we'll have another great list for you. And keep visiting pwtorch.com. We have a lot of coverage as we approach the 2018 Royal Rumble. Thank you, everybody, one and all, for listening to the program. And we'll be back next week with another list for you and some more great ideas. Good night, everybody.
Seacrest out.
PW Torch Livecast listeners, I invite you to get even more of what the Torch offers by becoming a PW Torch VIP member. Not only do you get ad-free access to our website, the mobile site, and the desktop site, and access to about 30 years of our archives, including over 1,500 back issues and thousands upon thousands of hours of our audio shows going back to 2004, plus tons of retro radio shows from the 1990s. But you also get over 15 VIP exclusive podcasts per week, in addition to ad-free editions of these PW Torch livecasts throughout the week. So we take the ads out of the PW Torch livecast for VIP members and then give you over 15 other podcasts per week, including what started it all, the Bruce Mitchell Audio Show. I host that with Bruce every weekend, and we spend a couple hours talking about the biggest stories of professional wrestling and wrestling history. It's one of the longest-running weekly pro wrestling podcasts on any subject, and it's one of the main reasons people go VIP and stay VIP. Another is The Fix with Todd Martin. I host that every midweek with Todd, and we get Todd's expertise and opinions every midweek on current events in professional wrestling, not just WWE, but all promotions worldwide, including New Japan. Plus, we end every show with some expert MMA talk from the LA Times columnist and SureDog contributor, Todd Martin. And there's so much more. The Every Single Day Weight Cutter Hotline with news updates every single day, Monday through Friday. And every Saturday and Sunday, I do the SE Editor format of the Weight Cutter Hotline, where I answer VIP member questions in depth. And there's so much more. There's the Wayback Playback with Pat McNeil and Jim Valley, Wrestling Audio Community with Sean Radican, the WWE Future Pass Show with scouting reports on prospects and a look back at the indie career of current stars, the PW Torch East Coast Cast Extended VIP Edition, the retro radio shows. Every Thursday, a new retro radio show from the 90s drops, from the early 90s or the Attitude Era. And last but not least, my in-depth Raw and SmackDown reports. You can get a full chronological rundown of every episode of Raw and SmackDown with my analysis of the show in depth every Monday night and Tuesday night. So check out details at pwtorch.com/govip. We give you a lot here at the livecast, but there is so much more. The vast majority of our work is for our VIP members, and you can become one today. Go check out details on a subscription at pwtorch.com/govip.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
But the most amazing thing to me is I get paid for doing this.
Honey. Honey.
Yeah.
My dad's still in a coma, right?
Yeah, he's in a coma. We're pretty sure he's brain dead.
Thank God.
Sit, Boo Boo, sit. Good dog.